Lance Corporal Ramon Mateo was buried this week at Calverton National Cemetery on Long Island. He was a 20-year-old Marine, and he was killed last month in an attack on his patrol in Al Anbar Province, that's in western Iraq. Mateo was the second graduate of Long Island's Brentwood High School killed in Iraq, and another soldier from that same school died in Afghanistan. From New York, reporter Jesse Graham has this remembrance.
Ramon Mateo's family gathered at a Marine Corps Veterans Lodge for a spaghetti dinner following the funeral. Mateo joined the Marines in 2002. He married his high school sweetheart, Conchetta, last year. They met in 10th grade science class at Brentwood High. He made her laugh. She found him very handsome, if a little conceited.
Beautiful. I think the main thing that attracted me was his neck. I loved his neck. I think he had a beautiful neck and shoulders.
Mateo was well built. On his left triceps, he had a tattoo that read, "Laugh now, cry later." His wife and his family last saw him alive a month ago, when he made a surprise visit home from Iraq.
He was full of life. He didn't want to sleep. He always wanted to do something. We had to do something. I don't think we ever slept that whole 2 weeks. We just went out with friends, with family. We did everything together. It was wonderful.
Mateo's mother, Luz Rivera, said her son was proud to be a Marine. She said he watched his classmates take dead-end jobs or end up in jail. He dreamed of opening an auto mechanic shop.
Like after high school, there's nothing really here in Brentwood for him, for, you know, the kids to really do unless they go out to, you know, either service or if they could afford to go into a good college.
Mateo stood out among the 4,000 students at Brentwood High. He was very charismatic, but poor grades forced him to quit the football team. He often ended up in the office of assistant principal Linda Papert.
He had that energy and he had that attraction of people. You just knew that if you could capture that and send it in the right direction, he'd be wonderful wherever he went.
When he finished basic training, he returned to Brentwood High and gave Papert a picture of himself in uniform with a message written in shaky pencil on the back.
It says, to Mrs. Papert, thanks to you, Mrs. Papert, I made something of myself. I greatly appreciate everything you did for me. I hope that you can give students the gift you gave me. Thank you.
Mateo toured the school, dropping in on English teacher Chris Chamberlain, a former Marine who had encouraged him to enlist.
I'm heartbroken about what happened to him, you know, because he was truly one of the people that would have gotten a lot out of it. It was already changing him in really, really good ways. So what happened to him is just, that's what makes it such a shame. He would have made him an all-around great person, you know, and it ended up killing him.
The school will soon hold a memorial service for Mateo and put a plaque with his picture in the hallway next to those of the school's two other fallen graduates. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Graham in New York.